由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，好高兴你能够收听我们的节目。
We are continuing in our series of messages entitled How God Works.
我们呢要继续去讲我们这个系列信息，这个名字是叫做神的方法。
And I want to begin today by telling you a story.
咁在今天讲信息之前呢，好想和大家分享一个的故事。
It happened one gloomy day in 1857.
这个故事呢是发生在1857年的一个的阴雨天的。
There was a man in New York City by the name of Jeremiah Lanther.
在纽约呢住着一个人，他的名字是叫做耶利米兰德。
He was looking at the newspaper as he was riding on the train to his office.
在他搭紧火车去翻工的途中呢，他就在读紧报纸。
And he became distressed when he read about the depression that has gripped the nation.
当他呢是读到这个席卷全国的经济萧条的时候呢，他的情绪呢亦都开始呢是低落了。
And this depression caused fear and panic among all people.
这个的经济萧条呢是引起了所有人的恐慌的。
Factories stop production.
那些的工厂呢就停产，不再呢出产一些的产品。
Thousands of people were unemployed.
千千万万的人，特别是那些工人呢都是失业了。
Now, Lanther himself was not rich or famous.
而这个故事的主人翁兰德呢，他自己呢既不是出名，亦都不是有钱的。
He was only a clerk.
他呢只不过是一个小职员来的。
However, he was a man who believed that little plus God equal much.
但是他相信人的有限再加上上帝就能够呢是成就大事了。
With unwavering faith, he sent out letters to all his business acquaintances.
凭着他这份坚定的信心，他就向所有他认识的朋友和同事发出一封信。
He told them that each day at noon, a prayer meeting would be held in his office.
他跟他们说，在他的办公室，每日的中午呢，都会呢，是有一个的祷告会。
Will they please come and join him?
他就邀请他们呢，是来参加。
With his optimistic faith, he arranged 20 chairs in a circle.
他当时很乐观，就排了20张的凳在那里。
But no one showed up.
但是结果呢，没人出现。
He found himself all alone with 19 empty chairs.
他发现自己呢，是跟19张空凳在一起。
But there he knelt and cried to God.
但是呢，他就跪低，伤失的跪低，就开始呢，向神去呼求了。
Lord, change me and change my country.
他说，主啊，求你改变我和我的国家。
The second day he was encouraged.
第二天他呢是觉得很受鼓舞。
A few of his friends came.
因为呢有几个朋友呢出现了。
Then it wasn't long before all the 20 chairs were occupied.
很快呢20张的凳呢都坐满了人。
A short time later,
过了没多久，
A similar gathering started on the Wall Street.
在华尔街呢就开始了另一个同样的聚会了。
Then another prayer meeting began on Williams Street.
然后呢在一条叫做威廉姆街上面呢亦都有同样的聚会。
And then a fourth meeting started on Broadway.
过了没多久，第四个聚会点呢亦都呢在百老汇街那里出现了。
Like wildfire, the movement spread to all parts of the country.
就好似燎原之火咁样，呢一个嘅运动咧，好快就蔓延去到全国嘅各地啦。
Before long, a genuine Holy Spirit awakening spread throughout the land.
一场真正嘅圣灵大复兴咧，好快就传遍咗嗰一片嘅土地。
Some historians, including secular historians, have said,
一啲嘅历史学家，甚至系一啲唔信神嘅一啲嘅历史学家咧，咁样讲
that this movement of faith was an integral part of the economic recovery from the depression of 1857.
佢哋话咧，呢一场信心嘅复兴运动系1857年大萧条之后经济复苏嘅一个关键嚟嘅。
Well, we might not be facing a worldwide economic depression yet.
或者我哋而家系并冇去面临啲乜嘢世界性嘅经济萧条。
But I want to tell you that there is a spiritual depression throughout the world.
但我要话俾你听，呢个世界正系经历紧一场属灵嘅大萧条。
The reason I told you this story.
我之所以要讲呢个故事咧。
I don't want a single person who's listening to us today.
是因为我不想让任何一个今天收听节目的朋友误会。
To say that he's only speaking about Elijah and Elijah's days.
以为我只是讲以利亚和以利亚的那个时代。
I wanted you to know that God uses ordinary people.
我要告诉你是神使用普普通通的人。
That is, Elijah may be a big prophet for us today.
或者以利亚对于我们今天的人来讲是一个伟大的先知。
But in his day, he was nothing.
但是在他的时代他什么都不是。
I believe with all my heart that one person who believes that little plus God equals much.
我深信只要我们相信人的有限加上神的全能就能够成就大事。
Will be able to make a difference.
咁样嘅人咧，一定能够有所作为嘅。
This is the kind of faith that honors God.
呢种信心系荣耀神嘅。
And this is the kind of faith that God honors.
呢种信心亦都系神所尊重嘅。
It is this kind of faith that is willing to risk everything on the promises of God to which God responds.
有这种信心的人会为了神的应许而不惜任何代价，神是一定会去实现他的应许的。
It is the kind of faith that says,
有这样的信心的人，他一定会说，
I may be nothing, but with God, I can do all things.
我或者是很卑微的，但是有神的同在，我凡事都能做。
It is this kind of faith that moves God into action.
因为这样的信心，神就开始了他的工作。
Elijah was such a man.
以利亚就是一个这样的人。
He had no big genealogy.
他并没有显赫的家世。
No family tree.
他没有什么家谱。
No one even knew where he came from.
甚至没有人知道他是由哪里出来的。
Elijah was a man whose name means Jehovah is my God.
以利亚这个的名字意思就是耶和华是我的神。
One solitary man.
他就只有他一个人。
Who came and confronted Israel and Ahab the king.
他是单人匹马这样去面对以色列民和阿哈王的。
And he faced them with their immorality and corruption.
他是要去指出他们的败坏和他们的堕落。
One man.
就是这样一个人
Elijah
是以利亚他自己一个人
who after experiencing a prophetic ministry of declaration to the king and his wife the queen
在宣告了阿哈王和他的妻子的命运之后
and to all those who are in the palace
以及是向整个王宫的人去完成了自己先知的使命之后
he heard God say
以利亚咧，佢就听见神讲
，Go to Kerith，
话咧要叫佢去基立溪嗰度。
This phrase means
呢一句说话嘅意思咧系咁嘅
，to be cut off and hidden for a while，
就是说以利亚要被隔离，要隐藏一段的时间。
This same Elijah was now confronted by a new crisis.
这一次以利亚要面临另一个新的危机。
If you had just tuned into this program today,
如果咧你今日系第一次收听我哋呢个节目《天路导向》嘅话咧
，We are studying the third message in a series entitled "How God Works."
想话俾你听咧，我哋正系进行紧第三讲，系边一个信息咧？就系上帝嘅方法呢个系列信息嘅第三讲。
Elijah is only an object lesson.
以利亚咧，佢只系一个嘅示范。
We are seeing how God works in the life of a faithful servant.
我哋咧要藉住佢咧去睇一睇神系点样喺一个忠心嘅仆人佢嘅生命里边去动工嘅。
And I pray that each of you will take this as a word from the Lord to you and for you.
我盼望咧你能够将呢个信息咧系睇为神对你，并且咧系神为你去讲嘅。
Don't say, I wish so-and-so could hear this message.
不要说,我希望某某人可以听到这个信息。
This message is for you.
这个信息是特别为你去预备的。
In 1 Kings 17:7,
在列王纪上的17章7节那里,
Elijah is facing a new test.
以利亚呢,他面临另一个的挑战。
Did you know that the way you handle a crisis situation can either honor God or dishonor him?
你知唔知啊？你点样去处理你所面对嘅危机咧？系可以荣耀神，但系亦都可以咧系羞辱神嘅名嘅。
In verse 7,
喺第七节嗰度
，we are told that the brook Cherith has dried up.
我哋知道基立溪咧系已经枯干咗啦。
God is putting his man through back-to-back testing.
神将他的仆人放入一个又一个的试炼里面。
1 Kings 17:9
在列王纪上的17章9节那里
God said to Elijah,
神呢就对以利亚说
Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there.
他说你起身往西顿的撒勒法那里去住喺嗰度。
I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food.
神话咧，我已经吩咐嗰度嘅一个寡妇去供养你啦。
I wish that the word of God would have told us how Elijah reacted to this strange word from the Lord.
我真系希望咧，圣经能够话俾我哋听，以利亚系点样去回应神呢个咁奇怪嘅命令嘅咧
？We don't know.
我哋咧系唔知嘅。
However.
但是呢
This is how most of us would have reacted.
我们大多数人呢是会这样回应的。
We would ask God, God, are you sure?
我们会问神,神啊,你是不是肯定的?
Have I heard you correctly?
我有没有听错啊?
We would begin to give God a geography lesson.
我们呢可能会跟神呢是上一堂地理课的。
God!
会跟神说,神啊。
You know that Zarephath is about 70 or 100 miles across the desert.
你知唔知啊？撒勒法呢个地方喺沙漠嘅另一边，距离呢度有成70至到100里路啊。
Zarephath is the land of the Phoenicians.
撒勒法系腓尼基人嘅地方嚟噶。
Zarephath is a smelly and polluted place because they were melting metals there.
撒勒法呢个地方又污糟又臭。因为那里是一个炼铁的地方。
Zarephath is where the worship of Baal is at its worst.
撒勒法是供奉巴力假神最犀利的地方来的。
Why Zarephath, Lord?
主啊，为什么要去撒勒法啊？
Why sent me there?
为什么你要我去那里呢？
God was not only preparing Elijah for the greatest moment of his life, but in the greatest moment in all of biblical history.
神唔单单咧系为以利亚预备将要面对嘅伟大时刻，神呢亦都喺度为圣经历史上最伟大嘅时刻咧系做好准备。
God was going to teach Elijah a very important lesson.
神要教导以利亚一个非常重要嘅功课。
And the lesson is this.
而嗰个功课咧就系、
是、little is much when God is in it.
当有神同在嘅时候咧，有限就会变成丰富啦。
It is something we need to learn in these last days.
这个呢亦都是我们这班身处末世的人呢需要去学习的功课。
Many of us are still living by sight and not by faith.
我们很多人呢都仍然是靠眼睛看得见的东西来去过日子，而不是凭着信心呢去活着的。
God is going to teach Elijah that little plus God equals much too much.
神要让以利亚知道人的有限加上神的全能就可以是成就无穷的大事了。
God doesn't always ask you to go to places that seem rational to you.
神呢是不会总是叫你去一些你觉得应该去的地方。
He doesn't always send you on what seems to be a logical trip.
他亦都不会呢总是叫你呢去那些看起来好像合情合理的地方。
Zarephath was illogical and irrational for Elijah.
对于以利亚来讲，撒勒法是一个既不合情亦都不合理的地方来的。
But Zarephath was both logical and rational as far as God was concerned.
但是撒勒法对于神来讲是完全合情合理的。
Let us see how that worked.
让我们来看看究竟是怎样的一回事。
First,
首先第一点是
Elijah was on King Ahab's most wanted list.
以利亚在阿哈王的通缉令里面是排在首位的。
If there were 12 on his list, Elijah would have been number one.
如果有12个人在这个黑名单上面，那以利亚一定是名列榜首了。
King Ahab was furious with Elijah because Elijah came and announced a drought and then he left.
阿哈王呢，他很生气，以利亚生气到极点，因为以利亚来宣告了一场旱灾，跟着呢就走了去了。
Secondly,
第二点就是
Ahab's men would have looked for Elijah in all the logical places.
阿哈王的手下一定会按照逻辑推理的可能来去地毡式地去搜索。
Ahab's men would have looked for him in all the rational places.
阿哈王的手下一定会将所有合情合理的地方都来个地毡式搜索的。
Thirdly,
第三点就是
Zarephath was a Phoenician city.
撒勒法是一个非尼基人的城市。
It was only 7 miles away from Sidon, where Jezebel's father was king.
距离耶洗别的父亲西顿王统治的地方呢，只是有7里的距离而已。
I reverence God with all of my heart.
我满心敬畏神。
But this command to go to Zarephath appeared to me as if God was playing a practical joke on Elijah.
但是神命令以利亚去撒勒法，对于我来讲，就好似咧系神喺度同以利亚开玩笑。
The man who was going to confront the prophets of Baal was sent to Jezebel's hometown?
这个受命要去对付巴力先知的人，居然是被送到去耶洗别的家乡那里。
God was sending him to the very heart and the very center of Baal worship?
神居然将他送到去供奉巴力的人的心脏地带那里。
Let me ask you this.
让我来问一问你啊。
Have you ever found yourself in places in your life where it does not make sense at all?
在你的人生里面，有没有曾经发现自己呢，是处于一个莫名其妙的环境里面呢？
Have you ever sat down and said to yourself,
你有没有曾经是停下来自言自语地去说呢？
God, I will go anywhere in life except that.
就是对神说，除了那里的地方，任何地方我都愿意去。
Or,
又或者是说，
God, I can put up with anything except this.
神啊，我能够忍受任何的事，除了这一件事。
Then you find yourself ending up in that place.
最后呢，你发现自己呢，结果仍然是去了那个地方。
And Elijah ended up in Zarephath.
以利亚呢，他最终呢，都是去了撒勒法。
Not only does God sometimes take you to what seemed to be irrational place and illogical trip.
有时候神不单单呢是要将你带到去一个看起来是没什么道理也都不合逻辑的地方。
But there is a second thing that I want you to notice here.
但是呢还有一件事呢我是很想去提醒你注意的。
God often works on more than one front at the same time.
神呢很多时都在同一个时间去做几件事的。
Most of us are able to work on one or two or even three fronts at a given moment.
很多人呢都可以同一时间里面呢去处理一件、两件甚至是三件事。
Some of us are brighter than others and have the capacity to do more than others.
有些人呢的确是比其他人更加能干、更加聪明，就可以呢比其他人呢处理更多的事。
But I personally cannot work on too many fronts at the same time.
但是呢，我是一个不能够一心二用的人。
Some of you may.
你们当中可能有些人是可以做到的。
However,
但是
God was working his purposes out on so many fronts at the same time that Elijah couldn't even fathom.
神在同一时间按照他的计划成就了很多大事，而以利亚根本是没办法想象的。
Let's look at these fronts.
让我们来看看这几件事。
There was the obvious front of going from Kerith to Zarephath simply because the brook dried up.
从基立溪去到撒勒法那里，最明显的原因呢，就是溪水已经是枯干了。
God wanted to save Elijah from starvation.
神要将以利亚呢，是从这个饥渴里面解救出来。
But beyond the obvious,
但是除了这个最显然易见的原因之外呢，
God was working in Elijah's life in ways that Elijah could have never expected.
神在以利亚生命里面所做的事呢，是以利亚想都没想过的。
Let me give you some of these.
让我呢告诉你听神所做的是什么事。
First of all,
第一样东西就是
God was showing Elijah that he had a larger purpose for the world than Elijah could ever imagine.
神让以利亚看见神是有一个更加伟大的计划，是以利亚不能够想象的。
He was showing him that he is the God of the universe.
神要令到以利亚明白神是宇宙的主宰。
When you stop being effective, God takes you and puts you on a shelf.
当你不能够产生作用的时候，神就将你暂时放在一边。
As if God was trying to say to Elijah the following.
就好像神在这里对以利亚说，
I have the whole world on my heart.
整个世界都是在我的心里面。
I love the whole world.
我是爱全世界所有的人的。
Did you ever think that this seemingly illogical and irrational trip would serve as Jesus' text for his first public sermon?
你有冇谂过啊？呢一次既唔合情，亦都唔合理嘅旅程，居然亦都成为耶稣第一次公开讲道嘅内容啊。
You can read it in Luke 4:24.
你读一读路加福音4:24就知道啦。
When Jesus began declaring his messiahship,
当主耶稣开始去宣告佢尼赛亚嘅身份嘅时候
，the first sermon he preached was in his hometown of Nazareth.
佢讲嘅第一篇道就系喺佢嘅家乡拿撒勒宣讲嘅。
He went to the synagogue and opened the scripture to Isaiah and started reading.
佢进入会堂，打开圣经去到以赛亚书就开始宣读啦。
And then he said,
跟住呢佢就讲
,Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
今日呢一段嘅经文呢要应验喺你嘅耳中啦。
The people understood what Jesus meant.
啲人听得明耶稣嘅意思。
I am the expected Messiah.
佢喺度讲我就系你哋所等待嘅尼赛亚。
They probably mumbled something like this.
佢哋好可能呢就喺度议论纷纷咁话。
We've heard that before.
我哋曾经听过呢一类嘅说话。
Then Jesus continues.
咁耶稣咧就继续讲啦。
In verse 25 of Luke 4,
佢咧系喺路加福音4:25，路加福音4:25嗰度咧继续讲嘅。
I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time.
佢话我对你哋讲实话，当以利亚嘅时候，以色列有好多嘅寡妇。
Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them.
但是以利亚呢就并没有奉神的差遣去他们任何一个人那里去。
But to the widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon.
只是奉神差遣去到西顿的撒勒法一个寡妇的那里。
Then he told them about how there were many lepers, but God healed the Syrian general.
然后耶稣又告诉他们当时有很多患了大麻风的人。但是神只是医治了叙利亚的元帅乃曼。
You know how they reacted when they heard these words from Jesus' mouth?
你知不知道他们听完耶稣的说话之后有什么反应啊？
They picked up stones and they wanted to kill Jesus.
他们呢就执起石头想说要打死耶稣。
Because they failed in their narrow-mindedness and self-sufficiency to realize that God loves the whole world.
因为他们这么狭隘、这么自满的脑袋，实在不能够去容纳一个事实。是什么事实呢？就是神爱世人，神爱整个世界。
God had a purpose for the whole world.
神对整个世界一早有计划了。
So many of us are comfortable in our communities and think that God just loves us.
但是我们往往安于自己的环境，以为神只是爱我们。
Do you believe that God loves the whole world?
你信不信神爱整个世界呢?
Then don't ever forget that God is working his purposes out in more than one front.
那请你不要忘记,神同时在很多方面进行很多的计划。
He is working in every corner of the world.
他在世界每一个角落那里作工。
Tune in next time, and I will tell you the second front in which God works.
欢迎你下次继续收听我们的节目，我会告诉你神做功夫的第二个方面。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，再见。